Officially, I lived at the eastern boundary of the city of Trenton. But in actuality, my neighborhood felt more like Hamilton Township than Trenton proper. My apartment building was an ugly dark red brick cube, built before central air and thermal pane windows. 18 apartments in all, evenly distributed over 3 floors. By modern-day standards, it wasn't a terrific apartment. It didn't come with a pool membership or have tennis courts attached. The elevator was unreliable. The bathroom was vintage Partridge Family, with mustard-yellow amenities and French provincial trim on the vanity. The kitchen appliances were a notch below generic. The good part about the apartment was that it had been built with sturdy stuff. Sound didn't carry from apartment to apartment. The rooms were large and sunny. Ceilings were high. I lived on the second floor, and my windows overlooked the small private parking lot. The building predated the balcony boom, but I was lucky enough to have an old-fashioned black metal fire escape skirt my bedroom window. Perfect for drawing pantyhose, quarantining houseplants with aphids, and just big enough for sitting out on sultry summer nights. Most important of all, the ugly brick building wasn't part of a sprawling complex of other ugly brick buildings. It sat all by itself on a busy street of small businesses, and it bordered a neighborhood of modest frame houses. Very much like living in the burg, but better. My mother had a hard time stretching the umbilical this far, and the bakery was only one block away. I parked in the lot and slunk into the back entrance. Since Morelli wasn't around, I didn't have to be brave, so I bitched and complained and limped all the way to my apartment. I showered, did the first aid thing, and dressed in t-shirt and shorts. My knees were missing the top layer of skin and were bruised, already turning shades of magenta and midnight blue. My elbows were in pretty much the same condition. I felt like a kid who'd fallen off her bike. I could hear myself singing out, "I can do it! I can do it!" And then, next thing I know, I'm lying on the ground, looking the fool with 2 scraped knees. I flopped onto my bed, spread eagle on my back. This was my thinking position when things appeared to be futile. It had obvious advantages. I could nap while waiting for something brilliant to pop into my mind. I lay there for what seemed like a long time. Nothing brilliant had popped into my mind, and I was too agitated to sleep. I couldn't stop reliving my experience with Ramirez. I'd never before been attacked by a man, never even come close. The afternoon's assault had been a degrading, frightening experience, and now that the dust had settled and calmer emotions prevailed, I felt violated and vulnerable.